Presented by Özlem Publishing House, Audiobook, Animals on the Island, On Series Author, Yahya Türkeli Translation, Artificial Intelligence. Editing, Yahya Türkeli. Books in the Series, 1 Animals on the Island, 2 Little Elephant, 3 Little Lion, 4 White Bear, 5 Naughty Monkey 6, Spoiled Wolf 7, Lame Ant 8, School of Bees 9, Little Canary on Dinosaurs Animals on the Island. Once upon a time, there was an island, where only animals lived. The island was full of forests. Watercourses in the island were pulsing. The birds were chirping. Butterflies were dancing over the flowers and having fun. Monkeys, squirrels, parrots, cuckoos nested on the great plane tree in the woods. One fine day, the island covered with dust clouds. Heavy rains followed and flooded. The watercourses overflowed. After a while, the storm calmed. During the storm, a single eye woodworm fell to the island. He began to eat the bark and to drink the juice of trees. The trees that he ate into glide out. The animal saw this, decided to warn the woodworm not to cause further damage to the environment, and went to him. Monkey, hey neighbor. You've been damaging trees since the day you arrived. Parrot, we all have to protect the nature. Woodworm got stubborn and said, you cannot interfere with me. Squirrel, but you're damaging the environment. Cuckoo, look, the trees you ate into are drying. Monkey, we do not want to see someone harming the environment. Woodworm, I act like I want. You cannot mess with me. Get out. They were very surprised at the language of Woodworm. They went quietly. They started talking among themselves. Monkey, we have to get rid of the woodworm. Parrot, let's get rid of the woodworm. Squirrel, we do not have enough power. Cuckoo, let's complain him to King of the Forest Lion. Parrot, you distract the woodworm. Do not let him hurt the trees anymore. I should go with the cuckoo, and tell King of the Forest. The parrot, and the cuckoo bird flew away. They told what happened to King of the Forest Lion. The lion charged the elephant. They went out together. Soon they reached the woodworm. The elephant lifted his trunk up and said loudly, hey, woodworm, why do you harm the environment? Here is not your place. Leave the forest right now. Woodworm did not take notice of the elephant. He continued to eat into the tree he came across. The elephant got very angry. He went to the nearby sea. He filled the trunk with salty water, and returned. He sprayed the salty water into the face of the woodworm. The salty water was in the mouth and eyes of the woodworm. He felt dizzy, woozy, and blackouted. The animals started to discuss how to get rid of this unconscious woodworm. Monkey, let's leave the woodworm seaside. Parrot, how will we carry it? Cuckoo, let's load it on the back of elephant. Elephant, do not worry, I will carry the woodworm. The elephant picked up the woodworm with his trunk and took it to seaside. He put it on a raft there and pushed it to the sea. The waves took the woodworm and took it away. What happened after that, you complete it. Little Elephant XII. Once upon a time, two small elephants lived together in the forest with their parents. The name of younger one was Tin, the other was Sin. Mother Elephant, before leaving the house, said to her baby elephants, the forest is full of danger. Listen what I say carefully. Father Elephant warned them and said, keep an eye, and your ears on, and listen to your mother well. Tim said, trust us. Mother Elephant, to trust is something. Being careful about the danger is another thing. Father Elephant, your mother is right. We must be careful about the dangers. Mother Elephant, do not go too far. Play nearby. I in the meantime. If the hunters are coming onto you with a rope, it means that they will catch you and take you.